What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Then Followed. I'm your host, Nivalane, and trust me, I know how it feels to get sucked into the endless scroll, right? Like you're chasing a high that never quite comes. That's why we're here to break free from the algorithm, rewire our brains for focus, and build lives we actually love. And today, we're diving into something super powerful. Emotional intelligence. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes. You know that feeling when you react impulsively, say things you regret, or just can't seem to manage stress. Well, guess what? We can change that. Developing emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, navigating them effectively, and using them to your advantage. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is your superpower. It allows you to build stronger relationships, navigate challenges with grace, make better decisions, and lead a more fulfilling life. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock that potential. First up, self-awareness. This is all about getting to know yourself inside and out. What are your triggers? What makes you happy? What are your strengths and weaknesses? The more you understand your own emotional landscape, the better equipped you'll be to manage it. Think of it like a personal GPS. Knowing where you're emotionally helps you choose the right direction. Next, self-regulation. This is about having control over your emotions, even in tough situations. It's not about being emotionless, it's about responding thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Imagine a hot air balloon. You need to adjust those reins to stay on course, even when the wind picks up. Thirdly, empathy. This is all about understanding and sharing the feelings of others. Putting yourself in someone else's shoes, seeing things from their perspective, and truly connecting with them on an emotional level. It's like building bridges of understanding. You can't have genuine connections without empathy. Now, social skills. This is about effectively communicating your emotions, building strong relationships, and navigating social situations with ease. Think of it as your emotional toolbox, having the right tools to build rapport, resolve conflicts, and create meaningful connections. And finally, motivation. This is about being driven by your values and passions, setting goals that inspire you, and staying focused on what truly matters. It's like having an internal compass that guides you towards a life of purpose and fulfillment. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're in a meeting, and things are getting heated. Your boss throws out a tough question, and everyone goes silent. You feel your heart racing, your palms sweating, and the urge to just blurt out something, anything, to fill the silence. Now, with that strong emotional intelligence, you might snap back defensively or clam up completely. But with AI, you can take a breath, listen actively, analyze the situation calmly, and respond thoughtfully, showing composure and leadership even under pressure. See? That's emotional intelligence in action. So, here's the recap. Emotional intelligence is about self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, social skills, and motivation. It's your secret weapon for navigating life with grace, building strong relationships, achieving your goals, and living a more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've seen emotional intelligence play out in your own life? Have you ever felt the impact of someone else's AI, either positively or negatively? Share your thoughts with me on social media using the hashtag #unfollowedAI. Let's keep this conversation going and empower each other to unlock our full potential. And don't forget to subscribe to Unfollowed. We're dropping new episodes daily with tips and tricks to help you break free from the algorithm and live your best life. Until next time, stay focused, stay true to yourself, and keep unfollowing what doesn't serve you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.